This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
It's amazing how many phobias we humans suffer from. There are literally thousands of them. But enophobia? It's enough to drive you to drink. Just not wine. More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Lots of people claim they suffer from claustrophobia, the fear of confined spaces, or acrophobia, the fear of heights. But there's one phobia out there that many people suffer from, but just don't talk about. It's called enophobia, the fear of wine. And I'm not making this up. In fact, there are a number of websites that take enophobia quite serious, including rightdiagnosis.com, which lists the symptoms. Simply defined, enophobia is an exaggerated or irrational dislike or hatred of wine. Symptoms include feelings of panic, terror or dread, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, nausea, dry mouth, trembling, and anxiety. This particular phobia is most commonly described as a social anxiety disorder because those who suffer from it do so because of the complexity that involves both choosing and drinking wine. Sufferers will likely avoid wine altogether because they fear their lack of knowledge will result in anxiety, nervousness, and public humiliation. Health-related websites consistently direct enophobics to seek the help of a mental health professional. I guess that's not a bad idea. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.